Bavin Tzir Chetuan Mishnah 6, Matzah Shtar Echov. If someone finds a bond of indebtedness, like, you know, so someone owes someone money and they an IOU, basically, an IOU. So he finds an IOU lying on the floor. Im Yesh Ben Achras Nechasim, if it's got written in it, a mortgage obligation. In other words, I lend money from you and I write an IOU, whatever, 100,000 rand, and I'm putting my house as security for that 100,000 rand. So if I find such a document, then lawyer chazir, I shouldn't give the document back to you. And why shouldn't I give the document back to you? Because shebeistin nifran mehin, because the Beth Din will actually extract payment on the strength of this, even from the property. If I indebt my property to you for the money, and then I sell my property to someone else, you can even go take the property back from that person, from the third party. So worried over here, you know, that and actually brings that there's a bit of a conspiracy going on between me and you. What you know, we're going to go get the property back from that guy, and you and I are going to split the property. So if in such a case over here, so the chumim, in order to avoid these kind of things, if you find these documents lying around, don't return it to the original owner. Keep the document. Because he's worried about such a thing.
No, but if you were both being honest about it, then I'm not going to be able to get my money.
Assuming the thing over here is that you're not both honest about it, because if you were, then I wouldn't be worried. Actually worried that you're not both. And also, I guess people should guard such a document. I mean, if it's such an important document, you know, how come it's lost? Very strange that such an important document is lost. But he says over here, ain't by machras nechasim, but if there's no obligation, no property obligation written in it, then yechazer, then you should return it, she'ain based in nifran mehin, because the Beth Din won't use it to go get back property that you've sold or passed on, so then you could return it. Divrei Rebbe Man, that's according to Rebbe Mav. Chomim Omrim, the rabbis disagree. They say, bain kach u bain kach lo yechazer. In either of these cases, do not return it. Why? Bivnei based in nifran mehin, because the Beth Din will even use that document to get property back, even if there's no obligation of indebtedness written in it. So why explains that we assume that it's a copious mistake. The rabbis assume it's a copious mistake. They assume that any document like that, it should actually say, it should have actually said that the land is mortgaged to this debt, but just that the copier didn't write it in. So you can actually use such a document to get the property back. And he says the only time the Chum would agree you can't use such a document to get it back is where it's specifically excluded. So you specifically exclude in the document of indebtedness, you specifically exclude property. I owe you 100,000 rand, you are not allowed to collect it. I'm not bonding my property from it. Then you return the document, because then the property is not indebted. But if it keeps shtum about the property, then we actually assume that the property is indebted. And it was just that the guy who was writing the document didn't fill in that the property is indebted.